Thank you, Mary Jane.
Our next speaker is going to be Ms. Kathy Dust.
Good morning, everybody. Let me just say that I'm a great talker, but I'm not very good at speaking. I haven't had much experience at that. So if I say anything out of line, just please let me know afterwards. And I'm also really not a morning person. I've worked nights since my daughter Maggie went into the first grade. And you can't hear me. Okay. Is that better? Can you hear me now? Okay. Anyway, I've worked nights for a long time. I am humbled and honored to be here with you today and to speak with this great group of Christian sisters. A lot of you I know, some of you I don't know, but I want to get to know you. When Susan was telling me about other women that were going to speak about their experiences in coping with health issues, I really couldn't think of anything that I've gone through myself. Thankfully, I have been pretty healthy. But I kept thinking about all the people that I've cared for over my 35 years of nursing. And I've thought about some of the passages that have helped me along the way. And one main thought that kept coming to mind was compassion. And as a nurse, I need to have compassion. And as a Christian, I'm expected to have compassion. 1 John 3:17 reads, "But whoso hath this world good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?" I pray a lot before I go to work. I pray a lot during work. I pray for compassion. I pray that I will treat patients and families like I want to be treated. I pray while I'm starting IVs and doing procedures that I know are going to be painful to people. I pray that I can be successful and cause the least amount of discomfort. And let me say as a side note that I always appreciate the prayers of the men in the congregation when they pray for the doctors and the nurses that are taking care of patients, because that's comforting to me to know that people are out there praying for us as caregivers. And to anybody, you know, out doing anything in life, we just all appreciate prayers. Another verse that I think of is 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. It says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." So in both of these verses, God's telling us we need to be compassionate. When we show compassion, we share God's love as he has shown it to us. Colossians 3:12 commands us, "Put on therefore as the elect of God, which is us, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering." And many times in dealing with difficult patients and families, I have to remind myself to be merciful and kind. I try to think about what they're going through and put myself in their shoes, as they say. I think of Galatians 5:14, "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." This brings to mind another issue I deal with at work and elsewhere, that God created us equal, and with him there is no respect of persons. In nursing and in everyday life, I've worked with and met many others who don't believe this or live by this. It's really sad. There is prejudice and self-righteousness, cynicism, lack of understanding, rudeness, and lack of sympathy for people suffering from addictions, from mental health issues, poverty, homelessness, and even some with just chronic health issues. I have to remind myself of verses like James 2, 8, and 9. If you fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, you do well. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. And also Romans 2, 10, and 11. But glory and honor and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also the Gentiles, for there is no respect of persons with God. I need to follow Jesus' examples and not some of my co-workers or relatives or friends who talk badly of others or treat others poorly. Let me conclude with these last two verses, Ephesians 4, 29 and 32, which I like to think of often. Let not corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And then also, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. I know God gives us all different talents in this life, and I have been blessed to be able to take care of others as a nurse. I thank God for that opportunity and that gift, and for the scriptures that have helped me through the years, that I might be able to help others through him. It's an honor and a privilege to be his servant, and I pray that we all continue to be kind and compassionate and caring. Thank you.